Gadi Gadi. That means, what's the news? It's Kwanzaa time, and Mom and I are setting the table for Kwanzaa. Mickey, put the yellow straw mat down first. Okay, Mom, I said. Then Mom went to get a beautiful blue bowl for the fruits and vegetables. I'll go to the kitchen and get our best cup. Maymay, she's my grandma, is getting the candle holder. It holds 7 candles for the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. What are principles, Maymay?
Well, baby,
Maymay always calls me baby.
I say principles are, well, like the golden rule, just good words to live by. We must use 1 black candle, 3 red, and 3 green,
Maymay said. Mom, can we invite some friends to share Kwanzaa with us? Mom says yes, and by the evening, around the table are Jesse, Michelle, Pinky, Kiku, and all my family. Mom, Dad, Maymay, and me. There was 1 ear of corn added in the beautiful blue bowl. You need 1 ear for each child in the family. The corn stands for the family's harvest. That would be me. So there was just the 1. Maymay had bought small special gifts for each of the children.
Now let's light the first candle, the black one. Mom and I will start,
Dad said.
This candle stands for unity. We must all remember we are 1 people, no matter what color, what language we speak, where we live, or what we do. We are all connected.
Then we all drank some water from the cup to show our unity.
We are strong as 1,
Mom said. The next night, we met again to celebrate the 2nd principle. I want to do this one, please, I said. So Mom helped me, and we lit the black candle again, then the 2nd candle, the red one.
Mickey, do you know the 2nd principle?
The 2nd candle is for self-determination, I said. That means doing something even though it might seem really hard. Or it's like making up your mind to always do what's right, even if someone teases you. I'm determined to do good in school.
That's good, Mickey,
said Maymay. The next night followed. First we lit the black candle, then the red, and then we lit the 3rd candle, the green one. Jesse told us about collective work and responsibility. It's all working together to get something done. And it's doing what you say you're going to do. I like working together with my friends. Like when Daddy, Deaky, and Uncle Frank and I painted our fence together last weekend. It was fun. The 4th night, again we lit the black candle first, then red, then green, and then the 2nd red candle. Michelle told us about the 4th principle, cooperative economics.
Wow, what's that? Jesse said.
That means we support the stores and shops in our neighborhoods. That way, it makes our neighborhood stronger and shows we appreciate them. My mom always buys from Mr. Simmons' grocery store down the street when we need something. He's always nice to us. Night number 5, Maymay helped Pinky light the first 4 candles in order, then the next grassy green candle. Tonight, we celebrate purpose, said Pinky. Purpose is knowing who you are and being proud of what you can do to make it a better world. My purpose is to study very hard and one day become a veterinarian and help animals get well. That's really great, we all said. The 6th night, Kiku said, Me, I want to do this one. So Kiku lit the first 5 candles, black, red, green, then the last red candle. This one is for creativity, said Kiku proudly. I like to pick different color flowers and make them look really pretty in a tall glass for my mama.
You know, everybody has something special they are good at. Mom said, if we all use our special creativity, we will leave our community and the world more beautiful.
The last day of Kwanzaa was very special. It was so clear and starry that night, and through the living room window,
we could see what seemed to be a bigger than usual full yellow moon. We saved this night for Maymay. Maymay lit the black candle first, and then each candle in order one by one, till she got to the last green candle. Maymay smiled wide, her eyes sparkling, and she spoke about the seventh principle, faith. Faith is believing in something, said Maymay. It's believing in yourself, in your friends, and family, like I believe in all of you. It's believing in dreams coming true, and in love.
That's so beautiful, Maymay, I said. Let's sing the Happy Happy Kwanzaa song, said Pinky.
So we all sang and the rest of the family joined in. And then we opened our gifts.
Happy Happy Kwanzaa, said Mom.
Happy Happy Kwanzaa! I wish it was Kwanzaa every day.
Kwanzaa is every day, said Maymay. If what it teaches is always in your heart.
I like that, Maymay, I said.
I like that too, said Maymay. Happy, happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, mundo.